This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 15, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News, in Peabody, Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, "We're going to have to make some very difficult decisions," as he talked to school committee members last week. The Peabody School Committee received an initial proposal from interim superintendent Herb Levine that would slash millions in spending on staff and several other areas to make room in the fiscal 2018 budget to cover contractual pay raises for teachers, as well as increased health insurance costs and assessments for Peabody students at Essex Tech. The debt payments on the new middle school, as well as the regional vocational school in Danvers, are also at their peak and posing a financial crunch for the city. Under Levine's proposal, 5 or 6 teachers at city elementary schools and the high school would be affected and possibly laid off. One of those jobs, a fifth grade teacher at the Burke School, would be cut due to decreased enrollment at that school. The number of proposed staffing cuts is significantly higher than that, but for the most part, Levine said, reductions in teaching staff will mean not filling open positions due to upcoming retirements or current vacancies. That is not true, however, of kindergarten teachers' aides. All 24 of the current part-time aides would be cut from the budget, representing a savings of $230,000. More on this story, written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Well, the Swampscott Town Meeting gets underway tonight. Bill Newell has that story.
When town meeting members convene tonight, voters will be asked to allocate funds to move forward on a proposed rail trail and approve zoning changes, including one that would bring a hotel or inn into Swampscott. Gayla Colley writing on today's front page of the Daily Item. Earlier this month, we talked with the Swampscott Town Administrator, Sean Fitzgerald, on the rail trail.
The Board of Selectmen have unanimously supported the construction of a rail trail. Swampscott has a terrific piece of trail that has been long abandoned for rail line, and it connects to the existing Marblehead rail trail. So the selectmen are recommending that we move forward with completing that rail trail system. So I expect that will be a topic of interest this year at town meeting. We also have a number of capital requests that we are presenting for town meeting consideration. These include a number of vehicles that we're looking to replace for the police department. There'll be 2 motorcycles. For the public works department, there'll be a loader. For our council on aging, we are recommending a van. So a number of what would generally be considered to be housekeeping capital items, but always a point of interest at town meeting.
Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Town meeting members will also be asked to amend zoning bylaws that would create a tourist lodging overlay district and modify where hotels, motels, inns, and bed and breakfasts are located by special permit. The overlay district identifies more areas where the lodgings are possible, and the purpose is to make Swampscott more of a tourist destination again. The current zoning bylaws has significant restrictions in place, making the creation of the tourist lodging difficult in Swampscott, according to town documents. There's more, much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the City of Salem's legal department is putting together a fresh set of regulations for entertainment licenses that includes guidelines for outdoor music or speakers. The licensing board is due to take up a draft version of an entertainment license application and governing regulations at a meeting later this month or in early June, according to City Solicitor Beth Renard. The regulation review was prompted in part by a request from Brody's Seaport on Derby Street to offer outdoor music. Renard is quoted as saying, "We had a petition from Brody's Seaport to have outdoor music. I believe they were contacted by some of the neighbors who weren't pleased with that." Before now, nothing was in place to specifically regulate outdoor speakers or music at restaurants and bars. The entertainment license would cover all forms of entertainment from televisions, audio equipment, and live music. Outdoor entertainment, including live music, would be limited to the hours of 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, George Marcos, owner of Brothers Deli in Lynn, has opened a new cafe at Devereaux Beach in Marblehead. The Neck Run Cafe, located at 105 Ocean Avenue, had its soft opening on May 5 and is open 3 days a week from Friday to Sunday. After Memorial Day weekend, the seasonal cafe will be open 7 days a week until September for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Marcos purchased the cafe at an auction for an undisclosed price several months ago. He said he acquired the building, which includes a kitchen space and seating area inside and on the deck, because he always liked to have one or two businesses. He'll continue to operate Brothers Deli, which he's been running on his own for about 30 years. More on the story in today's itemlive.com, written by Gayla Colley. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, Manchester-by-the-Sea residents will vote on three big money questions and appoint office holders in uncontested races at town election on Tuesday, May 16. Question 1 asks the town to pay $4 million for capital improvements to the water and wastewater systems. About $2 million will go toward each system. The improvements would be paid through a debt exclusion by override of tax-limiting Proposition 2.5, which requires taxpayers to approve Question 2. The debt exclusion means the debt and the rise in taxes evaporates as the projects are paid for. And Question 3 asks for an additional $300,000 in capital exclusion to be added to real estate and personal property taxes to allow the town to buy and convert the streetlights to LEDs, which are owned and operated and maintained by National Grid. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, over the weekend, Peabody defeated Bishop Fenwick 9-5 in boys lacrosse. Thus, they retain the Danish Cup. Jake DiStefano making 22 saves and goals. Stephen Ells with 5 goals for Peabody. The Peabody High baseball team not so lucky over the weekend. They lost to Braintree 10-5. Linfield in baseball defeated Pentucket 5-4. They're now 14-1 on the season. And in girls softball, St. Mary's shut out Woburn 2-0. Spartans pitcher Mia Nowicki with 17 strikeouts, and the Spartans improved to 13-1 on the season. Plenty of high school sports scheduled for today. In baseball, Peabody travels to Beverly, Danvers at Malden, Swampscott at Saugus, Lynn Classical at Marblehead, Salem at Somerville. That's North Shore Sports on MSONewsSports.com.